Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
We have some hardworking people. I just have one criteria. You come here like every other new Canadian has come here. You work your tail off. If you think you're coming to collect the dole and sit around, not going to happen. Go somewhere else.
Premier Doug Ford yesterday sharing those sentiments, which has certainly caused a lot of uproar in this province, especially with the opposition parties. And we wanted to speak with Warren Creates, immigration lawyer with Purley, Robertson, Hill and McDougall LLP. Hello, Warren.
Good afternoon, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us today. When you heard these comments from the Premier, what were your thoughts, Warren?
I was disappointed. I don't think the Premier of this province or any other who's supposed to represent the people of our province should use divisive language of the kind he chose yesterday. I don't think by so doing he represents our community of people. We've got 14 million people in the province of Ontario, 30% of whom, or approximately 4 million people, are immigrants, including newcomers, recent newcomers. This is not helpful language. It's both unfounded and untrue, the divisive language that he chose yesterday, at a time when he could have spoken more deeply about the need to grow our numbers of immigrants and give credit to the federal and provincial governments for having created programs that select people based on their resourcefulness, their skills, their language ability, their talents, their experience, and their ability to quickly adapt and contribute to our economy. When he had the opportunity to do so, he chose differently.
It was very disappointing. And I think when we hear the term on the dole and we hear the, you know, have to work your butt off, those kinds of comments, it really was perpetrating this stereotype that, in all accounts, we're all trying to get away from Warren.
Well, I think many of us have, and we expect that of our political leaders at all levels, municipal, provincial, and federal. And, you know, I haven't heard language of the kind he chose yesterday from him for a very long time. And I was thankful for that. But now we see, with that kind of choice of words, what's really on his mind and his voter base, how they may be thinking. But I think he's got it wrong. I think he's going in the wrong direction. We are a welcoming community of people. We accommodate newcomers. Ontario more so in numbers than any other province. Statistics I've seen indicate that within 2 years, 50% of all immigrants to Canada, even though they may have settled elsewhere in the country, 50% of the total numbers of immigrants within 2 years resettle if they've landed in other provinces and other cities. They go to Toronto. Why is that? Toronto is the most ethnically diverse, welcoming, accommodating city in the world. And people know that even before they get here. And they realize it even further so once here. So we have a massively successful policy initiative started long ago and has been maintained by successive federal governments. And if Doug Ford has concerns about the immigration program being run by the federal government, which selects most of the immigrants, he should voice that privately with our prime minister. It's not helpful to speak such rhetoric, such demeaning stereotypes that he chose yesterday. It's unfounded, it's untrue, and it's unhelpful at a time when we need to focus on an immigration program and its many successes for decades. If he has ideas to tweak it, let's hear them. Mm-hmm. Don't be critical. Be productive.
And I think, Warren, we've all heard stories. I've certainly been in contact with many people that are working maybe in retail. I know I spoke with someone driving a cab once. We're seeing people that are doctors, that are lawyers, that are physicians. Like I said, a number of people that are doing jobs in this country that don't allow them to use their full set of skills. Some of them are professors, for instance. I mean, this is also a situation where I think it's a shame, especially during this pandemic, that we couldn't call on many people that have those skills because it's so difficult to transition those skills when they come to Canada.
I completely agree with you. It's been a nagging problem for many years. I've been an immigration lawyer for 35 years, and all governments for at least that amount of time have talked about the challenges in the foreign credential recognition. Some professionals here, professional associations here in Canada, are create barriers to allowing that to happen. There are other institutional and infrastructure reasons for that. The other thing that I think your comment leads us in the direction of is the fact that many newcomers to Canada, either because they've been selected to do so or have found that they need to when they're here, they're doing jobs that Canadians themselves either don't want to do or because there's an insufficient supply in the labor market for them to do it. So the newcomers are really contributing massively, both during the pandemic, before it, but, you know, after it. They're doing jobs. They're working hard. They're trying to make a living. They want a better future, not just for themselves, but for their children. That's why they've come here. They've often fled their countries, their source countries. I think what he said yesterday, Premier Ford, unfortunately, pokes at the federal government and decisions that the federal government has led us in support of the massive number of Syrian refugees that we've accommodated, the same number now of 40,000 refugees from Afghanistan. These are humanitarian. This is a decision, a public policy decision, that Canada leads the world in terms of receiving and settling, giving them education, giving them language programs that they're eligible for, all of these things to allow for them to thrive when they get here. And Doug Ford yesterday could have spoken well of these many programs, but chose not to.
And let's be honest, Warren, the majority of us are immigrants to this country.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a big issue these days with between the so-called settlers and the indigenous people that were here long before the European settlers chose to come here. And you know, work and reparation has to be done to fix that relationship. And it's not going to be easy, and it's going to take decades in the future for that to happen, not just words, but actions. The same is true of our immigrant communities. We need actions, not the words of yesterday by our premier, but actions of this premier and all the others, including our federal leadership on most immigration programs. It's the actions that matter most, and that's how we'll be judged. Canada is a very popular destination in the world for immigrants to come here because they're leaving their country because they can't find in their own country either safety, opportunity, or more. And these are called the push-pull factors. So they're being pushed from their countries and they're being pulled to Canada because of our successes. And to have Doug Ford speak in the language he chose yesterday is not helpful. It's not helpful for the settlement organizations. It's not helpful for the immigrant and diaspora communities that have chosen Canada for decades, hundreds of years, in fact. For them to hear that, he doesn't represent the vast majority of Ontarians in words that he chose yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And we know, of course, an election's coming up for the province of Ontario. Warren, do you think the words from Premier Doug Ford yesterday will affect him when we head into election time?
Well, my specialization is as a lawyer. I'm not a political scientist. But you can see in the Ontario Liberal leader's comments, as well as that of the NDP leader, you can see their very quick comments, which I'm glad. And these comments of Doug Ford yesterday and the reaction of the opposition parties and their leaders, as well as the media, it's going to have some legs. It's going to have some traction. It'll haunt Premier Ford for not just days to come, but longer, I think. And I hope it does, because he has to be held to account. He's got to be pushed into a corner to explain what he meant. Why did he say that? What facts is he relying on when he threatens newcomers and says, if you're coming here to go on the dole, you better just go somewhere else because we want you to work your tail off here when you get here. That's not good. That's not helpful. And it's inaccurate to threaten the settling community, our Indigenous community, and the newcomers. It's not right of him to do that. I hope our independent democratic media holds him to account and pushes him further to explain, not just his spokesperson, but him. We need to hear further from him on this point, and we need him to explain the words he chose, and we need him, well, I know they're calling on him for an apology. I doubt he'll do that, but at least credit us. Give us the benefit of your explanation for this, because that's needed, I think, to draw people together.
He did share some words in the Ontario legislature a little bit earlier today. People aren't feeling like it was an apology, but Premier Doug Ford did share a few words just a short time ago. I know you're working hard, Warren. You can't watch all the political stuff all day, but that has happened. I can't even tell you how much I value your time today, Warren. Thank you so much.
Well, everyone, a good day, and I hope your listeners are enjoying the discussion and the debate on this controversy, because it's a big one. It's important to our country that we pay attention to the value of immigrants and the need to move forward to have more of them, okay? We've got a massive gap in our labor force. We've got an incredibly low fertility rate, which is the seventh lowest in the world. We're an industrialized country. Our fertility rate is not likely to recover. It's at 1.3% right now, and that replacement is 2.1. And so we've got to fill the gap by having more immigrants come to Canada. And if they feel welcome, by welcoming accommodating comments, they will come here.
Warren, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Warren Creates, immigration lawyer with Purley Robertson Hill and McDougall LLP. When we come back, Councillor McKenney is going to be here. She's going to talk about her day today and what's happening at some schools in Ottawa. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.